Hello and welcome to the Groovy Calamari podcast. I am your host, Sergio Del Amo. Groovy Calamari is a free creative publication of interesting and relevant links about Microdot, Groovy, Grails, Gradle, microservices and related topics, curated by yours truly and published weekly. The Groovy Calamari podcast covers similar topics to the newsletter or related topics. Groovy Calamari podcast is never longer than 30 minutes, so let's get started. Today I am happy to be joined by Jorge Aguilera. Hello, Jorge.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Jorge is the person behind Pura Vida Software, which is a bronze sponsor of Gridge 2019. I am co-organizing Gridge 2019. Gridge is a JVM-related conference, which will be hosted in Madrid from the 28th until the 30th of March 2019. Right. In the beautiful Luciana Theater, Gridge, for those of you who know Gridge, Gridge has typically covered Groovy related technologies. This year we are opening the spectrum to a more wider audience with an Android track and with alternative JVM languages such as Kotlin. So if you are interested in coming to Gridge, I would recommend you to visit gridgeconf.com. Or if better, if you are interested in buying tickets, visit gridgeconf.club with an HTTPS. And buy tickets. If you want to talk in Gridge, visit the call for papers. We are still looking for call for paper authors for talking in the conference. We will be closing the call for papers the 14th of January. So please, 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 if you are an author in the JVM and you want to speak, please come to Gridge. You talked in Gridge years before, right?
Yes, Miguel Rueda and me did a little performance with Dita, a talk only 15 minutes.
A lightning talk.
Great.
It was last year?
A light talk. What?
Was it last year?
Was last year, yes. Was about 101 Groovy scripts that can save your life in a day of your work.
Yeah.
And was, I think, was a little different, but was so happy, at least for us.
I myself not a... I'm not a professional speaker like Aníbal López or something like that. but I find that talking in a conference always forces you to learn something new and to master a topic better. So if anyone wants to to create a deadline for himself to master something, that's a good idea. I will come back to 101 Groovy scripts later, Jorge. So I wanted to first... first thing first, I wanted to say thank you for being a sponsor of Gridge 2019. I know I am grateful for any sponsorship from big companies and small companies, but from small companies, I am even more grateful. Thanks, Jorge.
First of all, thanks for you to resume this conference because it was in danger, no? And you take the I don't know how to say in English the testigo, no? So I think first of all we are really appreciated to you to do this the challenger.
Yeah, let's hope the conference is a success in 2019 and hopefully in the years to come. I wanted to so I know Jorge for many years. I have been attending Gridge for many years, and so yes. So have you, right?
Yeah.
Have you been attending Gridge for the past 3-4 years?
I think it started in 2030. Was in a theater in close to the center of Madrid in a hotel.
Correct. I was not... the hotel edition. That was cool. Yeah, the location was pretty cool. The food was good, actually, that year.
Yes.
Nice. I remember that year. Yeah.
But to me, was better in the university because it was close to my home. And to me, was when I really, really appreciate all the people. I have the opportunity to talk with people and so on. So, well, I was in the hotel and the edition of the hotel, but to me was in the university was the started, the right started to me.
I think the year in the hotel was the year I met the guys from Galicia the first time. Yeah, pretty funny edition, that one. Yeah. Why did you come to Gritch for the first time? Were you already working with Groovy and Grace technologies?
A little strange because I remember that in 2008, more or less, I started a new project for a client, for a customer, who required to me to do a simple web, a crude web. Mm-hmm. And I, my background was with the Spring, web, a lot of XML, no? And I was looking for a new way to develop application. I read about Rails, but to me was start to learn Ruby. So
because you were a Java developer, right?
Yes, I haven't any against Ruby. But with my background as Java, to me it was very difficult, and I discovered Griles.
Yeah.
I must to admit that at the beginning I didn't know what's Groovy, what's Griles, but to me all the box works.
Yeah.
And I could develop the application in less than 2-3 weeks. Was the started and I thought who people are behind this project, and I started. I discovered there are some Spanish around Groovy and Rice as Alvaro.
Yeah.
And well, was my beginning. I remember a lot of times this beginning with Groovy and Rice.
Yeah, for me it was kind of the same. So when I discovered Grace, I didn't know anything about Groovy, and also the as you said the line was I mean, for me it was the same. I had this framework which allowed me to create applications really fast,
yeah.
And a lot of parts by then seemed magical, but I didn't question the magic a lot, so. I mostly use the magic, kind of Harry Potter style.
Harry Potter style, good point.
Yeah. So at that point, you were a self-employed, right? So you were working for your own.
Yes. And yes, I was working for a company. During more or less all my professional career, I was self-employed. Mm-hmm. But the last 2 years, I was working by contract. Mm-hmm. But I resume my self company, my self employee career, and I will start next year. I think I will start hard again as self employee.
Cool. Best of luck. So you will be working under the Pura Vida brand, right?
Yes. Pura Vida is my branch. I don't know. It's my personal.
Yeah, your personal brand.
My personal brand. Although I was working as employee, I maintain Pura Vida, and as you know, Pura Vida, I developed some open source projects and support Grid.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
well, it's my little baby.
Yeah, we appreciate it a lot. So. So you started with Groovy and Grace around, you said 2015 you came to Gritch, but you worked before, you told me. This project was before Gritch, right?
Yes, it was
2018, you
say? 1 year or 2 years. I was living in the jungle at least 2 years before discover Gritch.
I see. So that was Grace 1?
Grace 1.2. Was my first application with Grace in production, 1.2. And I don't know if I need to, I can say this, but.
You can.
This application is still working in the customer.
Well, those are the good applications. I have still in production a Struts 1 application, for a client, and yeah, they don't want to touch it, and they should probably, because I think Struts has some security vulnerabilities discovered. But yeah, if it works, probably migrating a Grace 1 application to Grace 3 is challenging on its own. So maybe it's better to leave it in 1 and until they want to do something new, probably.
Yes. If it works, don't touch.
Yeah, if it works, don't touch. That's a good mantra. So what do you like the most about the Groovy ecosystem in general?
Well, at this moment, to me, the most interest is the community. So it's maybe it's sound a little, I don't know, a little maybe. But to me, the community that I discovered in Greece, practically I know the community about from the Greece and on the mail list and so on. To me, the most important is this community. I learn a lot, but you can imagine. Well, I think you can imagine. But to me, was a breakdown when I started with Groovy, and I start to learn from these clever people. So to me, was the most important was the community. Next, obviously, was I recovered the pleasure programming, about coding, because I was feeling a little boring with Java. With Spring is wonderful, but I was very boring with Spring 2.1, 2.2, and I discovered Grimes. I don't know. I enjoyed it again to code and I don't know, to share my scripts with people. No? You know?
Yeah, I completely understand. When I discovered Grace, I was blown away as well, and I was even in a worse situation than you, because I was mostly coding in Struts 1, so I was not even in Spring. So I was for me it was like a jump from the Stone Age to the to the modern age.
Me, in 2008, 2010. Develop an application, a web application, in less than 1 month, and show to my customer a production application. No? Yeah. That was fantastic, because the fight with the XML, with Hibernate to store the transaction, the open session view, so all these things. Was so easy with Grimes that I can focus on the business, no?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So you didn't mention, but I know that you come almost monthly to the Madrid Groovy user group. So just before we forget to mention that, and the Madrid Groovy user group organizers get mad to us, Jorge comes regularly to the meetup, and I try to as well. Most of the times we see each other once a month, more or less, in person.
Yes, most.
Yeah, Madrid Groovy user group actually is quite nice user group. It's like well attended actually for a Groovy, for a meetup, I would say.
Well, 20, 30 persons, maybe last meetups.
Yep.
Was funny.
Yep.
I made I just remember that my first talk in the Madrid GU.
Yeah.
I prepared a talk about REST service, document REST service, and I was so happy because it was my first talk in Madrid GU. I was very comfortable with the people. I thought that my talk was fine. I have all the concerns in my head right, and someone at the end asked me something that I couldn't answer, and was you.
Oh, my sorry.
You make me.
I hope it was a constructive answer. I hope it was a question just to For a good.
I remember.
No, I
I
have
don't
been
forget.
interested in documenting REST APIs because that's something that, because if I recall correctly, your talk was something like how to document a REST API with tests. Can that be?
Yes.
So yeah, we have had some clients who wanted that, and I think that's a good approach. So there are like kind of two approaches, like, or you generate documentation automatically with these Swagger API generators. But most of the times what I see is those don't generate like a complete set of documentation. I think the generating the documentation as you shown with tests, I think even if it's more painful because you have to write many more tests and more verbose, it actually leads to better results. So that's yes. probably why I was a pain in the ass for in the talk.
No, it was a joke. I was very comfortable with the people, and I said the question is for improve all of us, no? So yeah, it was okay.
Absolutely. So you told me that the thing that you like the most in the Groovy community is in Groovy is the community. But what's the thing that you like the least in the Groovy community?
The least in the Groovy community?
Or in Groovy and Rails or this set of technologies in general?
No,
nobody listens.
I haven't any issue. I try to sell Groovy in every customer where I go. I think that I'm one of the evangelists in all my client that I go. I don't think it's... don't know. Next question, please.
Okay. So so you started with Grails, and then I saw lately, actually I was in one of your talks in Madrid Groovy User Group that you did about... creating Gradle plugins, so I know you have been playing a lot around Gradle. Can you explain me why this Gradle fancy that you got lately?
I was a fan, or maybe not a fan, but was a user with Maven. But one thing that I talk in my that I said in my talk was that as user of Maven, I never thought about I can write a plugin or I can participate in some way in the pipeline of Maven. No? So I could unpaste a piece of XML and run, but no more. No, but with Gradle, to me, when I discovered Gradle, the first thing that was shocked was that I can write code and run without nothing more, and was fantastic to me, no? So to me, Gradle was a mind challenger. I don't know how to say in English, no? So break my mind.
Yeah,
and as with Groovy was enjoy again to code with Gradle. When I understand more or less Gradle and I start to write my task and so on, was it maybe was similar that with Grails, no? Was enjoy again to do builds to pipelines, no?
Yeah.
So. It's funny to me, Gradle. I was thinking to include it's a pending task in 101, for example, to have a section with only for Gradle.
Yeah.
So I think with Gradle we can sell Gradle to other users, not only programmers, that they can use Gradle in other situations, not only in developer, no? But it's another question, sorry.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if I agree with that, but I agree with you that, I never thought about this way, but as you said, it's true that With Gradle, you feel like you are more in control of the build than with Maven. With Maven, you are like, you are in the car, but you are not driving.
Yeah.
with Gradle, you feel, yeah, I completely agree. I think I agree with you. I use Gradle every day, and it's true that even if you don't touch the build, you know that if you need to, it's an easy thing to do, or at least something that you can manage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And only with a editor, with a text editor, or with a console, you can do something, no?
Yeah. Agree. So you have some plugins in the Gradle plugins portal. Would you like to plug them?
I made three plugins. I started the talk when I was thinking about the talk was because I was starting a plugin for Twitter. I'm a fan of Twitter, and I thought, oh, I need some way to tweet without hands, no? And I started to develop a plugin for Twitter, and I realized that that we have material for a talk, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I started to read documentation from Gradle, some code, and at the end I deployed three plugins, simply Hello Gradle, the typical Hello World, no, in Gradle. Mm-hmm. Another for social networks that you can send Twitter or talk with Telegram or also with HipChat. So it's a social network, no, to use different social networks. And once more is for Google, no, is to use your drive on Google to download a folder of Google in your pipeline. No?
So Google is a Gradle plugin to use the G Drive services like Google Docs and Google Drive, or is just for Google
exactly.
Drive?
Exactly. No, it's for Google Drive. In this version, you can download, you can include in your pipeline. For example, if you are building a web application, for example, and you have some image PNGs or mm-hmm. picture or whatever you want, PDF or assets, you can, for example, you can save these assets in a Google Drive, share with your team, for example, with marketing people,
mm-hmm.
and they can put in this folder image, PDF or whatever you want, and you can download this folder in your builder. So include this asset, for example, in your WAR or whatever you want. So I don't know if I explained it very well.
I think I understood. So the idea
also,
is,
I don't know if it's very useful. Maybe
no,
it's
I think
useful,
it is. I think it's like a remote repository for assets. So if you want to build like a website that you have like the legal terms and conditions that the legal exactly. department of your company needs to put together, instead of waiting for them to send you the PDF via email, they just place it in Google Drive, and the build script will basically fetch it from there and copy in the website that is built. Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea. I'm not myself a big Google Drive user, although we use it at OCI. But if I need it, I will think about your plugin and give it a try. So you mentioned a couple of times during the
moment.
Go ahead.
What? Sorry.
No, you mentioned a couple of times during the conversation 101 Groovy scripts. Tell me about it. What is 101 Groovy scripts?
Well, 101 Groovy Scripts is a blog about the scripts, but the main idea, the inspiration was Mr. Hockey, the blog of Mr. Hockey. I don't know if I said the name.
Mr. Hack, I think it's an acronym for his name, which I think his name is Hubert, and then he has like a surname that I am not able to pronounce. So Mr. Hack, I think he's fine.
Calling him Mr. Hack,
so I don't think he will be mad. And I think most of people in the Groovy ecosystem, whoever search anything in Google, probably landed in his blog. So yeah, he's I am a total fan of Mr. Hack, and he's like a complete inspiration for me. Yeah, so you wanted to do a Mr. Hack for scripts?
I was a big fan of his blog, and one day I realized that we can make something similar. My first idea was in Spanish, was a way to show to show Groovy to other people, no? Mm-hmm. To Java, mainly Java programmer, no? To show how to use Groovy. As I said, the first idea was a blog in Spanish. With the time we try to translate some posts. Don't know if very well, but we tried. But the idea is this: it's a blog mainly in Spanish to document, to show scripts in Groovy, but with a main that you can use in one situation in your work. So obviously the scripts is an skeleton, is to show, to teach, to give ideas. It's not 100% reusable in your work because you have your problem. But for example, we started how to dump, for example, a table in a database, dump to an Excel file, or vice versa, how to import an Excel file in a database. No, there are situations that can happen in your day. No, so there are a lot of different situations that, well, maybe in our experience, you know, someday you realize you are doing the same thing many times. And you think, wow, this is I will write a script for this. And my next idea is, oh, I will upload to 101 scripts and document it.
Yeah. So you are not writing, it's you and Miguel Rueda behind 101 scripts, right?
We had a contribution it's an open, first of all, it's an open blog. Everybody can write whatever you want. So you only need to have a GitLab account and do a pull request. So it's not a closed project. It's open. Everybody are welcome. At this moment, I the main contribution following for Miguel Rueda. He wrote different scripts. But we have another two or three more contributors, some scripts. But as I said, it's an open blog, so you are welcome to write some of your scripts.
I will include a link in the show notes. So the address is groovy-lang.gitlab.io/101scripts. I will include a link in the show notes. So no worries about this, about finding the link. So did you know Miguel before writing this? 101 scripts or
yes, Miguel and me was working several years and we maintain we are friends. He's a nice person and he loves Groovy and was very interesting to write posts in 101, no?
Yeah, I think you did a wonderful job. I think it's looking good. I see you still don't have 101 scripts, so I am waiting for you to reach the 101. And then in the Twitter profile, it says that when you reach 100, you will write a book. Is that still the plan, or?
Yes, still the plan. This year, at the end of this year, was a little complicated, but the main objective is still our objective is to have 101. Maybe we have
82 50, according to your website.
82, yes.
Or 52, depending on how you count.
Because this is a fight. I want to count an Spanish and an English post at two, but most people say no, it's only one in two languages. So is we need to count in different way. But yes, our plan is to have at the end, at the end, in every post, we cook the HTML, the web version, and the PDF and an EPUB version. And the main idea is to, when we will reach the 101 Groovy scripts, publish a book, maybe in Amazon.
Nice. Nice. I will buy that book for sure. Yeah, I hope you reach the 100 scripts, and looking forward for that book.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a really cool. Really cool idea, and
because the idea is to the benefits of the books is to donate to some organization, because you can download the code and the post via web. So the main idea of the publish the PDF is to have a book, and the profits. Gave the profit to an ONG?
Yeah, an NGO. No, yeah.
NGO, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, that's even better. Even if the goal of the book is to any profits that you've generated to donate it to an NGO, yeah. Thanks for doing that. Oh, that's awesome. I want to wrap this conversation up. I would like to ask you a couple of questions to wrap up. First of all, what would you like to see in the next edition of Gritch, in Gritch 2019?
Well, first of all, I want to see people.
Okay, me too.
I need to meet with LaForge, because he made me a GIF this summer, and I want to correspond with the gift. So first of all, is meet people as LaForge and so on. I want to I would like to see Micronaut, obviously, but using Groovy, more Groovy with Micronaut.
Yeah, I blame Ivan for that, for using Java in the latest Groovy user group. Microtalk. Yes. For complaints about not using Groovy, please tweet Ivan at Ilomar on Twitter. Yeah, there will be Micronaut content. But I think that will be.
But I would like talks as Micronaut in Groovy, if it's possible in Groovy. But I would like to see more talks about architecture, how to do a good application, a distributed application, microservice, and so on. But I would like to see some talks in architecture. Not because I think that there are a lot of talks, particular talks, showing us how to do this, how to do this piece, but not how to do all the piece.
Yeah, how all the pieces fit together,
maybe it's difficult. It's a big.
If anyone wants to do a talk about architecture and satisfy Jorge wishes, please, call for paper is still open. So I encourage you to do so. Regarding the ability to visit to see William LaForge Apache Groovy Chair in Gritch, he will come to the conference. He will be a speaker at the conference. So I think that desire we can grant you. So yeah, you will be able to see him, and about Micronaut content, I think that will be covered in the conference as well. I don't know if it will be Micronaut with Groovy or with Java or with Kotlin. That will be probably something for the speakers themselves. But yeah, pretty sure Micronaut will be covered enough, because we will have the Micronaut project lead, the Graham Roche, in the conference. So yeah, I am sure that the Micronaut people looking for Micronaut content, Gridge will be a good conference to put on their 2019 agendas. Is there anything else, Jorge, that you would like to plug? So your website is Pura Vida Software with I will include a link in the show notes. Your Twitter account is at JAGEDN.
Yes.
Could it be? That's a combination of your name and your...
My first company.
Okay, I see.
That I bankrupted a lot of years ago.
Okay.
And was my first user with Hotmail, and I maintained the user.
I see, I see. You see, you get the information from the Twitter profile name from everyone. Would you like to plug anything else, Jorge?
Well, maybe someone can be interested in the project that I work in right now. Is working as the Gradle plugin that we were talking.
Yeah.
I was working in a version making a DSL.
Yep.
Trying to cover different services of Google. So it's Google. I think it's Google, the contract of Groovy and Google. And google.gitlab.io. And I started to work in this project in the version 2. It's a big refactoring that an idea I have during this year. And I think that can be an interesting project. So please pay attention to this project.
Yeah, I will include a link in the show notes to Google if anyone want to check it out or maybe contribute to it.
Contributions are welcome.
PRs are welcome, as we like to say. I would like to thank you, Jorge, again for sponsoring the conference. Very, very much appreciate it. I think, without the sponsors, these technical events will not be possible. So many, many thanks. I would like to thank everyone for listening to the Groovy Calamari podcast. Hope to... see you soon. Thank you, everyone. Take care and bye-bye.